matter telling you, you have me. When I know you really don't, I'm tired of telling you I'll follow. When I know I really won't. Jesus, so I'd rather stand here speechless with no brave words to say. Cause if my silence is more truthful than my ears can hear, how to walk in your way. In the silence, you are speaking. In the quiet, I can feel the fire, and it's burning deeply.
Too many voices in my soul, oh God. Every one of you this morning, I thank God for you and especially you. My God, it's going to be an awesome week. I'm telling you, as we're getting geared up for intercession, we're getting geared up to bathe and dwell and marinate into the things of the Lord. So I thank God for you all that is listening in this morning on this segment. Amen. All week, my God, our very own evangelist elect, she's going to be digging into commanding your morning. Amen. When we get up in the morning, starting off our day, getting that command. So we thank God for her as well. You will be hearing her in just a few more moments. And I'm telling you, saints of God, you need to stay tuned this weekend for we could go into a place of intercession. This week is going to be a week of consecration. We want you to be consecrated as we go into the place, as we go into the depthness of prayer. Amen. We're not trying to tickle your ears or trying to show you how educated we are, trying to show you we have a prayer life. No, we're really trying to deposit something in you that is going to take you, my God, into a place to where you have not been before into intercession. I declare and decree as we get into this week, not only in the morning time, but also in the evening time, that the Holy Ghost is going to be bombarding you. I declare and decree that your relationship this week is going to become stronger. I declare and decree that the things of God are going to become clearer unto you. I declare and decree that you're going to grow into the things of God this week, and also you're going to come into a place of matureness. I declare and decree you're going to do a self-evaluation. You're going to realize where you are in your spiritual life, natural life, and also you're going to understand where you are in your prayer life. I declare and decree that you're going to be walking into the things of your prayer life, and you're going to walk into it with confidence and boldness for whatever level that you are on. In the name of Jesus. It's going to be a power-packed week, and I just thank God for what he is doing, and we just bless God with his holy name. Listen, I'm telling you, this afternoon, also all week, we're going to be on at 8 p.m., my God, digging into the things of God. It's some awesome teaching. It's going to be taking place. We want to take you to the next level. I want to help you to get to the next level. So those that have been struggling to go to the next level, not struggling in your prayer life, but just to go to another level of intercession, another level into prayer, you want to just hang on with us this week, because by Friday, by Saturday morning, I'm telling you, you're going to be in a whole nother place if you sit down and take this serious. Amen. Take it serious. Be in consecration. Amen. Take your notes. Get into the word. We're going to be digging into it with you. I want you to take it serious. Amen. Then you're going to find out that your prayer life and your walk with God is not where it used to be a couple of weeks ago. It's just in a great place with Him. Amen. So we just thank God. I'm not going to belong to time anymore. Amen. We're going to go ahead and call our powerful mother, Mother Jackson, to go ahead and start us off with intercession. Then the next voice you're going to hear is our very own evangelist and let Nita. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you all, God, powerful. Good morning to each and every one of you all. First of all, I'd like to give honor to God, who's the head of my life, and to Apostle Temple Spencer, and to First Lady Letitia Spencer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come once more thanking you just for a brand new day, God. Thanking you for a brand new day that you allowed us to see, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, this morning, God, we call out your name, Jesus. God, we lift up every front line that it is. So the most shine that I say this morning, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray, God, that you keep them covered in the blood. Strengthen them in the name of Jesus, God. Let them continue to call on you. Look to the hills of the Moshe this morning, which cometh thy help. No help, no Moshe from God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. Then you didn't have to do it all, the Moshe, God. You did it all for us, God. And we thank you this morning, God. We lift up every leader that it is out of the Moshe this morning in the name of Jesus, the Moshe, God. Oh, God, keep them in perfect peace, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let them run on, the Moshe, God. Run on with their shoulders railed back and their head lifted up in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let them know that you love them like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up our hearts, God. In the name of Jesus, God, of Moshe, God. We pray, God, of Moshe this morning. We speak peace, be still in the name of Moshe today, I say, in the name of Jesus. This morning, God. Oh, God, help us this morning, God. Teach us to love one another. In the name of Jesus, Lord, God, creating all of the King, God, and all of the God. Oh, God, how we thank you this morning. How we magnify your name this morning, God, because we realize you're worthy, God. Nobody can do us like you, Jesus. We thank you for keeping us, God. We thank you, Lord, this morning, like never before, God. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody ought to just have a praise in their heart. And all about somebody, I say hallelujah this morning. Glory be to God. We thank you like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we can lead our footsteps, God. All our footsteps, all our footsteps, like never before, God. And all about say, God, we thank you for the blood that you cried all about say on Calvary, God. We thank you for salvation, the most sanity, I say. God, we may not be what we need to be, God, but one thing we know, we're not what we used to be, God. We thank you, Lord, the most say, God. When death was all around us, the most say, he made death be still, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up the ones that come, the most say, God. Oh, God, we lift them up, how the most say this morning, God, and comfort them in the in that moment, and God. God, we come thank you, Lord. We come thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Don't forget about the sick one, Lord. Sunday, I say, God, say, Lord, strengthen our bodies, God. Strengthen the name of Jesus, Lord, this morning, God. We realize that you're the one that heals, God. You're the one that delivers, Lord. Sunday, I say, we thank you for breakthroughs, Lord. Sunday, this morning, God, like never before, in the name of Jesus, God. We just thank you, God. We give you all the glory, Father, the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you on this morning, Father God. We thank you, Lord, because you are so worthy, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're about to do, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for information, Father God. Correct, accurate information, Lord, that can change lives, Father God. Change circumstances, Father God. We just thank you, Lord. And remember, everyone, that this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. God has given us a new beginning, a new start, new breath. He's breathing again, and we need to be thankful of that. This week, as Apostle Temple has stated, and trust me, I am so blessed about the information that's getting ready to be shared. I'm thankful for my mentor for giving me just sharing information that can change your life. So what we're going to be doing on this week, we're going to be speaking about commanding your atmosphere. And just to let you know this, that with your destiny, you don't have to keep going around. When I was coming up, they said you go around the mulberry bush, or you're like on a seesaw or a Ferris wheel. You don't have to keep going round and round in a circle. What happened in the past, you don't have to keep bringing it back to the future. You don't have to do that. That's not how our life was designed. That's not how things were put forth to be. We are to move forward. And how do we move forward? We let the negativity go, and we speak positivity into our life. We speak, let the negative go. You're speaking into positive. When you are constantly speaking negativity in your life, you will get negative results. When you're constantly speaking positively in your life, you will get positive results. But how do we change that? We change our mindsets. We change our thoughts. We change that we know that our thoughts, the thoughts that we sit and we have in our head every single day, if they're thoughts of I'm a failure, I'm sick, I'm this, I'm that, that's what you're going to feel. Whatever you put out in the atmosphere, that's what you are going to fear. We are told to take, the Bible tells us to take captive over every thought. Every thought. It says that that includes vain imagination. It includes strongholds. It includes anything that will sit and exalt your mind, your negative thoughts over Jesus Christ and his word. We were not created to be in this situation. Your thoughts can change your path. You can have a path where you are prosperous, or you can have a path where you just live a life of disaster. Or you can sit and learn to control your mind and have a life of prosperity. We need to go to the book of Joshua, Joshua 1:8. In Joshua's endeavor, God told Joshua if he wanted to succeed and be prosperous, that he must study and meditate. He must obey and then study and meditate on the Bible at night. That meant that he needed to sit and read the word, not just read the word, let it sit, meditate, going to where you're just sitting there, you're thinking about it, you're consuming it, you're eating it, you're drinking it, but most of all, you're understanding it. You're understanding it to apply it in your life. So once God told Joshua that, then Joshua had to make a decision. Am I going to continue as the Israelites did, continue to walk around 40 years and not go into where the assignment that God chose me to take the children of the Israelites into the promised land, or am I going to sit and complain and do the things as the Israelites? Demonstrating thoughts of your mind, when you're demonstrating negative thoughts in your mind, you're going to reproduce negative thoughts. If you're demonstrating dominant positive thoughts in your mind, you're going to have positive thoughts. If you're constantly always thinking fear, you're going to always have fear in your mind. If you're thinking success all day, speaking it in, I'm going to be successful, I'm going to learn how to do this, I'm going to apply myself to change my life, I'm going to, you set an example, or you put a goal in place, by the end of the week, I'll be in, then if you're a business, if you're trying to get into business, I'll be done contacted 10 potential clients, and I will seal the deal. If that's how you sit and that's how you think, you take the negative and the positive outweigh the negative, then that's what it will be. In the book of Job, God asked Job, in the book of Job, God asked Job in Job 38, 12, and 13. He asked him, have you commanded the morning? He asked Job that. See, a lot of people, we sit, when we hear new concepts, we think or it's a little bit different, or someone has taken something, a revelation that they've gotten out of the Bible, and they sit and say, well, that's not what the word of God said, or that's not this situation. But here God asked Job in 38, 12, and 13. He said, have on the authority that he had been given. He had been given the authority to command his morning. He can sit. He was able to sit. Or just as we now are able to get up in the morning, take a deep breath, and decide what type of morning that we're going to have. Again, if you get up and you're being negative, oh, I'm tired, I'm lazy, I don't feel like getting up, today's going to be the same day as it was yesterday, then that's what it's going to be, because that's what you have placed out in the atmosphere. But if you get up and you say, great rising, today is going to be a beautiful day, I'm going to be successful in everything that I do, I'm going out, I'm getting 10 contracts, I'm getting up, I'm going to rub my aching body, I'm just going to get up because God has given me life in my body, God has healed me, God has changed my mindset, God is just, you know, the presence of the Lord is just on me, then that's what it's going to be. You are commanding, you are sitting, you have the authority to sit and say exactly what it is. Command means to give instruction, to order, to mandate, to supervise something. So if you sit and you say that today I am victorious, and I will sit and overcome my fear of not having money. Today I am victorious. I will not sit and let fear tear me down. I am more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Today I'm getting online. I'm going to find me a new job. Today I'm getting up. I'm going, you know, it's just you have to place out there what you need to, how things need to be. And I can sit here and say for myself, when I was given the information and start searching the scriptures that was given, I had to sit and slap my own self on the wrist, because God has put so many blessings in me and my family life, but because of the spoken word, because of fear, because of doubt, because of just constantly complaining, we sit and, you know, we just let things go past us. In 1 Peter 2:9, it says you are royal priesthood. That means that a priesthood, a priest is the person who delivers the blessings. You a king or queen, they have the authority to give out instructions. They have the authority to sit and say what can be done and what can be done. Well, you were given that same authority. You are able to do those things as well. And then I want to go to the Israelites, because the Israelites, and that you can find that in Numbers 14:1-39, story of the Israelites. They were driven by fear, a lack of trust. No matter what God, no matter how many promises God made to them, they refused to believe God. They refused to trust him. So what did they do? They constantly just complained. A trip into the promised land that was supposed to take 14 days, it took 40 years. And a lot of people sit and they miss the mark. It took 40 years because in Numbers 14:34, it says that, I'm paraphrasing this, you can read it. It's basically stating that because you complained, because you didn't trust me, because you did not walk into the promised land in the 14 days where how it was designed, you were too scared to go in to see what I had promised you. Instead, you complained. Instead, you were scared to cross over into Jericho, where the people, they were afraid of you. You were afraid of them. You didn't trust me. All you did was complain. All you did was talk about what you had in the past. You rather die out in the wilderness. You basically cursed everything that I had already pre-planned for you. I brought you out of the Red Sea. I put plagues all through the land just to get you, but you still did not listen. You didn't trust me. Because of that, because of them complaining, for every year that they were given 40 years for every time that they complained. For every time they complained, a year was added on to them getting into the promised land. If you read into it, because they said that they wanted to die there, that's what God allowed. You walked around for 40 years because that was your spoken word. You walked around. Today, you have people that's sitting, that's constantly complaining. Every time you're complaining, it's setting you back. It's setting you back a year. Every time that you are complaining, it's not me saying it. It's what the word of God saying. And again, it's in Numbers 14:1-39 talks about the complaining Israelites. Numbers 14:34 tells you that every day you speak negatively and you complain, you potentially take a life. You potentially go into a life of bondage for a year. So that's why you have to sit and you have to understand. Instead of you speaking to the problem, you need to speak to the promises that God gave you. Instead of you speaking to the solution, you need to speak to the situation. Instead of you speaking negatively over your situation, over you, you need to speak positively. We have to remember, in Genesis, God created the world. The entire world was created off of a spoken word. Let there be light, there was light. God's spoken word created the entire world. That should, if you sit and you think about that, a light bulb should have came on, because God created us in his image. So if you sit and you think about that, then you should realize that my word is the most powerful weapon that it can be. And we know that because we know that power and death are in the tongue. So if you're constantly speaking death to your situation, then that's what you're going to get. If you're constantly speaking blessings into your situation, then that's what you're going to get there. You will get the blessings of the Lord if you're constantly speaking the blessings into that. In Job 22:28, in this situation, God is letting, it says, you will succeed in whatever you choose to do, and light will shine on the road of you. What this is basically saying is that forget about what other people are saying about you. You need to sit and encourage yourself. You need to sit and prophetically speak into your own life. You need to sit to decree and declare that I am, I'm going to use people in my family, that I will be a successful NFL football player. And it doesn't matter what man say, because God has already promised me that. I will sit and be a successful business owner. I'm not just one business owner, because this is what God said to me. See, the spoken word is, what has God said to you? I can sit and tell you what he said to Job. I can tell you what he said to Peter. I can tell you what he said to David when David conquered Goliath. I can sit and tell you what he said to Samson. I can tell you all of those things. I can tell you what he did with the Israelites. But the question is that what is God doing or saying to you? And the only way that you're going to understand that is that you need to stop, think, and then speak. That's the problem. We life is just so busy, or we're constantly sitting and worrying about the wrong thing. It's so much noise going on, and because we allow the noise to go on. Instead of meditating, we sit and we're busy. Okay, this didn't go right. This didn't go right. Let me get my hustle on. Let me find something else I got to do. No. Stop. Think about the situation. Think about the solution of the situation. And then once you find what the solution is, then you speak. It's a spoken word. You speak it into the atmosphere. This is going to change. This is going to change. You declare it and you decree it. Remember, that's commanding. You're commanding what can take place in your life. That's what we have to do. And remember, your destiny, quality of your life, is directly related to what you speak. As I keep saying over and over, you have to learn to speak positively over everything that comes out of your mouth. It should be positive. It's not something that's easy. It's not something that's going to come overnight. It's something that you have to practice. You have to practice. Get up. I was told on Saturday, I need to get up because it's something I desire. I desire to command my atmosphere. I desire for my family to command their atmosphere. Why? Because I want to live a prosperous life. I'm tired of going around the Mulberry. I'm tired of being the Israelite. I'm tired of getting up when things not going right. So what I have to do is I have to learn to control my thoughts. How do we control our thoughts? We have to ask God to renew our mind. Once we renew our mind, our thought patterns, we have to start thinking. We have to control it. You have to control because, as I said, your thought is what takes you on the path that you have. And we know that God has destined us for greatness. We know that God wants us to walk with him. So therefore, he's not going to take us. He's not going to stray us. He's going to actually keep us on the path of righteousness. And those are some of the things that we must do. We have to, like I said, the number one thing is change your mindset. And once you change your mindset, you need to change your speech. You cannot keep, I reiterate it over and over and over and over, because if you sit and you think that you're one way, that's the way you're going to be. If you sit and you say that I'm going to die in this house because of this or because of that, no, you should be speaking, I'm going to live. I shall not die. I will live. Those are the things that you should be constantly thinking over and over and over, using the power of the spoken words. And those things, when you're using the power of the spoken words, you can speak to the mountain. It's in the Bible, and it shall be removed. You should be able to speak through any obstacle and then walk through that obstacle. You need to have the spoken word, but you also have to have the faith. You also have to be obedient. You also have to meditate on the word day and night. You also have to realize that you need to declare and decree and declare everything. You have to sit. And that's like you sitting and saying, I have the power. I know this. I'm sitting here and I'm putting it out into action. Right now, everybody is constantly sitting and talking about Trump, 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 Trump. Have we ever thought that we need to be praying for Trump and the United States of America, just the world in general? If we constantly speaking the negatively that he's doing, then we right on the same page as he is. But we realize that God has given us the authority, the spoken word, to sit and to change things. You don't have to be a product of the things, even though naturally you're a product, but in the spiritual, start commanding, start telling, speak it out in the world. This is what's going on. Yeah, Trump, he didn't say it, and he didn't. I'm going to speak about Georgia. The governor, Kemp, then sat and opened up all these places and this, that, and another. He's just such a stupid person. He's such an idiot. That may be the case. But how do you change what the situation? We need a change. We need a change. So if we collectively change our mindset and our thoughts, and we start speaking power, we start speaking dominion over these things and sitting and saying, you know, God, this is what needs to change. I shall live and I shall not die. These things are the city, the state, is opening up too fast, Father God. We need that this city and this state to stay closed. We need it to stay shut, Father God. Not sit and say, oh, Kemp is stupid, Kemp is whatever. You're sitting and you're saying positive things. Atlanta is a beautiful, nice place. Atlanta is a place that we can go and be in the sunshine. It's different things that we can do. We need, Father God, for this place to get back, or not even get back to the same place. Because once you have learned that you have the ability to speak things into your life, you never want to go back, because God is now stretching you. Once you grasp the concept, God is stretching your mind. He's challenging you to do something different. He's showing you that you can be victorious. He's letting you know that you do not have to live in a life of poverty. He's letting you know that you don't have to sit and be wrecking in pain every day of your life. You can speak these things over your life. You can speak yourself out of a situation. You can sit and say, I would no longer do this. I would no longer do that, because I am a conqueror. I am a child of God. I do have the authority to change the atmosphere of what I'm going to deal with on every single day. I pray that the words that just came out of my mouth is an inspiration to someone else, because I'm sitting and telling you, on today, I got it. On today, as for me and my house, we will start declaring and decreeing. As of today, we will not, negativity will not come out of our mouth. And if it does, we'll quicken ourselves and sit and say, we cannot do that again. Over to you, Apostle.
God bless you all. Amen. And, you know, I want to just add a couple of, you know, not even to add, but compliment a couple of things that even were spoken. And just want to let you know, I really noticed that a lot of saints of God, a lot of peoples of God, we have the correct context, but we have the wrong affirmation. And because of the wrong affirmation, it makes your context look incorrect, amen? Even though you probably say, well, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and I'm having that. You got to understand, if your affirmation is correct, that means your movement, your applying, how you apply the word, how you using the word, it can make your context incorrect, amen? You got to understand something, your morning, to commend your morning, or how you're going to commend your morning, amen, is the result of what happened yesterday. Everyone that wakes up this morning, amen, or wakes up, when you wake up, you're waking up from what left off on yesterday, what happened on yesterday. So the different now what's going to happen today is going to be all totally up to you. Is yesterday or what happened yesterday, or if you feel as though you was a failure yesterday or something didn't work out yesterday, what you going to do with it about it today before you even start your day out? Amen. So the result of yesterday or what's going to take place today is going to be the result of how you're going to command your morning tomorrow. So what you're going to be, and like Evangelist was saying, we have to begin to speak different things. Scripture declares that there's power in life in the power of tongue. Many people begin to, you know, use that in different areas, different places in life, and there's nothing wrong with that. But imagine using that at the first thing in the morning. Imagine you using that. And a lot of people do it, but they don't realize they're doing it. Even if you're not saying something, you are saying something, especially when the thoughts come up in your mind. So we have to change all that. We have to change even the thoughts as she was talking about and how we come up in an approach. Now, this is one thing now. You could command something. You could speak something. But the question is, do you believe? Do you believe enough what you're speaking into the atmosphere or about yourself to transition your life to what you're speaking out? Amen. I understand that a lot of people come from a place of they hoping that this is going to happen. Well, the Bible declares that now faith. Is the things that hope for, evidence, not things not seen. The question is, are you believing? Are you having now faith to where you're ready to transition your life, transition your personality, transition your character of what you don't release out? That's part of the affirmation. Amen? It's not so much I'm going to speak things out in my life and thinking that it's just going to happen because I said it. No, are you ready to transition? Are you ready to transition everything about you, amen? I remember, you know, downloading files or downloading something on the internet or on your laptop or computer, then this little small box pops up and it says, are you willing to allow this app to make changes on your computer? Amen, or make changes on your laptop or make changes on you. And you got to hit, you know, yes or no if you're allowed to make changes. And that's the same thing when you're ready to speak things out, you're commanding things. It's a question is to be asked, are you willing to allow this changes to be made in your life? Are you willing to allow changes to be made for you? Amen. And you got to understand that your body language also speaking and minister as well, because there's a lot of people, you know, we say one thing, but we send out another thing. We say one thing, but we send out another signal. Everything in your life has to line up. And you got to understand, when we begin to command something, it's not necessarily for the world, because the world already have prophecy that is spoken in the Bible. The world has already has prophecies and different things that is going to happen. One thing I tell everyone, and many people have to understand, that regardless of how deep your prayer life is, you cannot change the plan of God that he already have direction for before we must came into the room. That's a mentality that the enemy, that's what he think he could do. He think he could go ahead and take control and could take control of God, change his plan, and no, prophecy is going to be fulfilled. Prophecy is going to be fulfilled. We cannot change the plan, and it is what it is. But one thing that you can do, what he gave you power. He gave you the power of life. He gave you the power of choice. So your purpose, your destiny, different things that has happened, you could change the direction of your life. You could change the power of your life. You could begin to speak and begin to conform regardless of what's going on out in the world politically. That's politically. And what's going on out in the world are things that is going on, amen, in the world. But you could change which way you're going to go. In the midst of danger, you could speak light within yourself, and you could begin to walk in a whole different path, amen. In the midst of a recession, you can begin to speak prosperity, and you'll begin to see your life has been filled with prosperity, even though recession is going on all around you, but it still seems like prosperity is overtaking your life. So the thing about it is your affirmation, how are you going to work this thing? Are you really going to just keep saying it, or are you going to begin to transform your life, amen? Are you going to believe this thing? This is going to be in you, or you just saying something that you hope, or you saying something that you would like to happen, but you really don't believe that it's going to happen. Whole mentality has to change. I'm going to be dealing with that this evening. We're going to tear down some foundations. We're going to tear down some thoughts. We're going to tear down some things and put it in the proper place. Because when we begin to understand that, you know, a thought pattern has been developed over some time. Amen. And fear has also been developed over some time. Some of us have fear of stepping out. Some of us have fear of something new. Some of us have fear of changing new environments, new friends, new relationship, new contacts. Some of us have fear of going into that executive position or that executive job. Amen. And that comes from, you know, that comes from certain things probably happened in your past, your childhood, or whatever. And what happened is that got into your foundation. And because it got into your foundation, it doesn't matter how far you go in life, you're going to always convert to some part of something that making you feel as though bring you to the point of unbelief. Bring you to the point that I'm a failure. I can't do it. So we have to rip that whole foundation out, and we have to build, you know, the correct foundation, build the correct structure. So the question is, you know, your affirmation. You know, we have the contest. Many of you have the contest, but how you applying your contest? How you applying what you saying? Amen. How you applying this thing? And once you begin to apply it correctly, you're going to be seeing the power of commanding. You're going to be seeing the authority that is already in you. Because one thing about God gave you, you have the authority over your life. You have the authority that comes in. You have the authority what comes in your life. You have the authority to make choices and changes pertaining to your life. Amen. You have the authority. You have the authority. God gave you that God-given authority, and you have that authority. And when we deal with command, all we basically saying is you exercising the God-given authority that he gave to you in your life. You got to exercise your God-given authority. Your life is your authority. You know, your income, finances that comes in your house, how you're going to do it is your authority. Amen. And once you begin to operate in that affirmation, I'm going to help you all this week with evangelism about us operating in that affirmation. Amen. Because I know she said something about business, and she's absolutely correct. You're speaking that business. You're speaking that thing. Now, let's operate the affirmation when we speak it. So are you going to get the proper knowledge? Are you going to get the proper education? Are you going to get the proper different things? Are you going to scope out a plan? What is your strategy? Amen. So when we command something, we operate in our God-given authority. Now we got to build this thing. Your plan, how you going to change, your life got to change. Your thought pattern has to change, as you were saying. Amen. How you handle your finances have to change. You know, your investment, what you're going to invest in, what you're going to put the finances in, and different things, it has to change. Amen. Other than that, you just speaking something and you speaking things to where it's just going out into the atmosphere, then it disintegrates. It just evaporates. Because why? You don't have enough substance. You know, now, faith, we were talking about the substance. You know, get that substance, amen, that substance in that affirmation, it won't disintegrate. It's going to work for you. Amen. I declare a decree that this morning that we're going to begin to go into position and position our minds to where we have the substance of the things of God, the substance that things that we need. For every time for things that we speak out of our mouth and speak out what we're going to command, that it doesn't disintegrate in the atmosphere, because I'm speaking from a place where I want to happen, and I'm speaking from a place of my emotions because I'm tired of certain things. But I need to speak from a place of God's divine will. I'm speaking from a place of destiny and purpose. I'm speaking from a place because I understand my God-given authorities and my God-given spiritual rights. And because of that, I'm able to speak into the atmosphere, and the atmosphere is able to loose and manifest, my God, in my now, in my natural timing of the blessings of the Lord that is spoken in the name of Jesus. I declare it and we decree it in the name of Jesus. Absolutely, evangelist, amen, we have to begin to speak it and speak this thing and keep on speaking it, amen. And many of us, we just need to keep on speaking certain things until it really gets down in us, until we really believe it's going to happen. Then once you begin to speak it and you really believe it and you really believe it and begin to adjust your life towards it, you're not caring about the time. You ain't caring about how long it takes. You're not caring about when it's going to take. All you know is going to happen. All you know, I don't know when it's going to happen. That's the spirit of expectation. The spirit of expectation, we want to live with that spirit of expectation. We want to get it inside of us. I don't know when it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. Why? Not only because God done promised it to me, because I spoke it, because I put it in the atmosphere. It's not unrealistic. It's what God done said. It's what God done gave me. God said, my home is blessed. I'm speaking blessing in my home. God said, my finances is turning around. I'm speaking them things in the morning. Amen. Regardless of what took place in your day, regardless of what took place during this day, I'm not going to allow this day or what took place during this day, my God, to predict my morning, prophesize my morning. I declare and decree that we're going to stop it in the name of Jesus. We're not going to wake up in the morning upset and mad, but we're going to begin to direct our feelings, direct our emotions to the things. Amen. One thing about the Spirit of God, God is a God of success. One thing about the Spirit of God, God is a God of success. He has to, you know, he just don't sit back and cross his leg and just want to just have a good gospel session with you. Amen. We have to have an agenda, and that's what Evangelist Nita was talking about. Have an agenda. What are you getting up in the morning to do? What are you going to get ready to go into accomplish? What do you want to accomplish? What are the goals for you to accomplish for today? Have an agenda. Then you'll begin to see some things to be command. Amen. I thank God for you all once again. Listen, please join back in with us this evening at 8 p.m., and we're just going to keep on blessing the Lord. Amen. We're going to build a solid and a powerful prayer life to where it's just really going to bless your soul. And I know it's going to bless you because you're going to understand what you're doing, and you're going to be able to walk into your own prayer life. And that's what I want. You have your own prayer life. Amen. You don't need to come to pastor and ask pastor to pray for you and you thinking that pastor is the only one to get a prayer through. No, you're going to realize that you are able to get a prayer through. Amen. And we're going to build your prayer life for you can understand and have that confidence that, hey, no matter what I speak, I know I can get it through. You have that confidence that you can get it through because you build it correctly. Listen, we're going to thank God for you. Well, good job, evangelist, amen, about letting us know that we need to speak this thing in the atmosphere and speak it and believe it in the name of Jesus. Amen. And I thank God for you all. Listen, tune back in to this evening at 8 p.m. We're really going to bless your soul in Jesus' name. God bless you all this morning. If not, we're going to see you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. I'm back again. God bless you all. Amen.